Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the rope. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flawed, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, saying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flippin' for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they hate now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 welcome back, welcome back. We at it again, another Sunday, another session. Let's get it in. Welcome to the Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host Mo Ben. So what it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? Yeah, man, another Sunday fun day. I'm turning down the turn up, you know what I'm saying? I got my peoples in from out of town, so I got my mother-in-law here. But, yeah, no, I'm good, man. Shout out to everybody listening, man. Let's get it in another show.
That's what's up. Our top five has not changed from last week. United States, Canada, Switzerland, UK, and Australia. Shout out to all the top five countries tuning in, and shout out to everybody else that's tuning in all over the world. I see you guys are like maxing out the widget now, and basically that number doesn't show in our overall, but on the backside, I can tell when you guys download the the widget for Blog Talk, and then you can go in. So, you know, it, apparently it's something that y'all like. So supreme gratitude for that, for rocking with us and downloading our show, you know, going back, looking at the archive shows. The archives are going up, so supreme gratitude. We really appreciate all the love and support, and thank you to everybody else that's tuning in all over the world, showing support. Tell a friend and another friend to listen in to get into the top five countries so we can shout your country out. Yeah. Man, so my week has been...
How was your week?
I'm going to say it's restful. And then, Mo, let me tell you this, too, because I know you've been smoking. You know, they found, they're finding fentanyl in marijuana now. And that's just so weird, you know, like it's almost like the COVID cases, right, the different strands, right? They already released something saying that, like, until, like, February of 2023, there's going to be a new strand, you know, coming out. And so when they report it, they'd be like, oh, they found a new strand. How the hell you found it and y'all making it? But anyways, if you guys don't know, COVID is man-made. It's made from an American. An American made it, right? So that's why these strands keep coming up with this virus, because they're making the strands. But I digress.
that was in your week.
Yeah, no, because when I seen that about the marijuana, I'm like, man, they trying to do whatever the freak they can do. Like, you know, fentanyl just didn't pop up, you know, in marijuana. Like, there's no reason to cut marijuana in any type of way, shape, form, or fashion. So that's kind of weird. You guys, be careful. So my week was like, it's considered to be like rest week. You know, it was already like kind of a slow week because of Friendsgiving being this week and, a lot of people relaxing, you know, and not really doing too much. Of course, I told you that I'm opening up a spiritual shop, and so this is something that, I'm putting a lot into, like I'm literally buying the products in bulk myself.
Oh shit! All
right. For the shop, you know, there's no drop shipping, none of that. And so, I've been preparing for the store to open for January 1st. So I'm still getting stuff coming in for that. And my computer for my day job. Well, it was already when I was out of work for 2 weeks, about 2.5-3 months ago, because my computer went down, and they finally sent me a loaner in 2 weeks, and then I sent mine back, and they kind of sent it back too fast, and I was like, dang, they came back fast, but, you know, hopefully, you know, we good to go. Well, I knew it didn't work, so I held on to the loaner, which you're not supposed to do because they needed to be able to send out to other people, but I held on to it because I said, my computer is going to go back out. I knew it. I said it. I held on to it. But I held on to the computer till Monday. And then Monday, I sent the computer back. So I was like, well, you know, we operating. Come Wednesday, my computer went out. So I was like, come on. Okay. And I got it back up enough to finish my day. Come Friday, I go to work. It went all the way back out again. So they're like, it's something that's shutting down inside, so hopefully they send me a brand new one. So I am out until then. Hopefully they got the loaner probably Tuesday and then, you know, could really send that right back out to me. So we'll see how long I'm going to have to sit at home, but I put more work into the YouTube page, of course, being that I haven't, you know, been able to work. Friendsgiving, we had a full-fledged vegan meal. It was absolutely amazing. It's more so like we did like the mac and cheese, you know, with all vegan cheese. We did stuffing, you know, all dairy-free, all, you know, natural items for everything. So we had mac and cheese. We had stuffing. We had collard greens, We had corn on the cob, and I promise you that I probably ate the whole pot of corn on the cob by myself. And I don't even, I think I ate it the day before Thanksgiving, so we didn't have that left. I apologize to everybody, but it was so good. I was like, oh, my God, I just kept walking by the pot taking one. And I looked, I was like, well, damn, ain't no more corn on the cob left.
Corn on the cob.
We had potato salad, right?
Butter. Yeah.
And, yeah, it had butter, paprika, and garlic, and all kind of stuff. It was just
hell
really
yeah.
good.
I'm loving me some garlic. I can never be a vampire.
We had
garlic
potato
too.
Salad, right? And the potato salad, basically, it didn't have the eggs in it. And we use veganade. And if you guys, like,
vegan eggs,
I want to explore veganade. So mayonnaise, you have mayonnaise, which, you know, which is the mayo and stuff. You have veganade. And honestly, I promise you, veganades, the real veganades, you get veganades, it's way better than mayonnaise. Like, it's so good. So, and then we had salmon. So that's what we had for.
Yeah, I love me some salmon. Oh, so you did have some salmon. You had a little meat then.
Salmon and onions. I didn't have it on that day. I had it like, well, I had it like by the end of the night. I had ate some salmon because I was hungry. We were drinking.
You know what I'm saying? Got the
whole family, my baby daddy, what they call him, baby daddy, the daddy of the baby.
Okay.
He was over, and then, you know, we was out here. A couple people got some food, and it was great. So,
good time.
And then, you know, I did my live, and y'all know how serious I am about, you know, my YouTube and the God Squad and the family. And, we are less than 50 subscribers away from being at 5,000. And
damn.
I just feel like 5,000 is a major milestone, you know, for me. You know, it took me a while to get to 5,000. What, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. So 6 months to get to 5,000, and I guess probably another 6 months or so to get to 10. And then, you know, once you hit certain milestones, as long as you stay consistent, the numbers start growing fast. You can get to 10, and once you get to 10, you'll see 100 pretty fast. If, you know, you stay active, and then sometimes, you know, it just takes longer. So we'll just see. But I'm less than 50 subscribers away from 5,000, and I'm super excited about that. But he crashed, Mo. This is your homie here.
Cool.
This is your partner.
Who's my partner?
He, Smoke. He crashed my life.
Okay.
Now, when we're talking about spirit, now he was talking about spiritual items at the end. But he was so drunk, his alter ego now, when he's drinking, is a pimp. And it was so hilarious because I'm like, oh, my God, I got two of you motherfuckers to deal with. You know, Mo's alter ego is a pimp.
You already know.
So he was drunk, and he's like, sack it to the pockets, you know, blah, 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 pop it off, you know, in the lie.
Yeah.
And I said, that's my tarot. And then he paused. He's like, oh. And then he was like, well, yeah. And then he go to rapping about spirituality. I mean, I'm glad that they thought he was absolutely hilarious. I was absolutely pissed. I was like,
that's funny.
Can you stop?
Good
but,
one.
You know,
good
he
time,
chiming into the spiritual conversation of what, and, you know, I was letting them know, like, he led me to Orisha. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's going to always be a certain... There's a bond that can't be broken. It's just learning how to deal. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like from
he got
the
you on your spiritual journey a little bit.
No, he led me to the Orisha wholeheartedly because before he led me to Orisha, I was still claiming Christian, but I still had a lot of questions and I wasn't really sure. I had stopped going to church and everything.
Oh.
I was like, something isn't adding up. And so when he and I linked back up. When we conceived our 3-year-old, he led me to Orisha. He taught me about Ifi or Ifa, depending on where you're from. He brought me to that, and he was like, "Do your research."
Damn,
and then
that's
I
big.
Did my research, and then I grew because it was the right path. So I found my own journey. You know,
that's how I was with
and
my Egyptian yoga book. Back in the day, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we kind of like went over that. They thought he was absolutely hilarious, and I kept apologizing. I apologized because he was absolutely drunk. He tried to open up a bottle of wine and got wine all over my posters. And you know I create posters whenever I'm learning something new, and they're my talking point. And they're up on my walls, and he completely ruined one of them. And I was like, I got to get another one of those made. He got red wine everywhere, all over his shirt, all over this. So now
you're
sitting here with pants
like that.
On,
like,
no shirt on.
Y'all want a championship. Y'all want like a championship. That's a championship type shit.
He got no shirt on. You still jumping in the live, taking over the camera. I was like, you know what? But I take my lives down for the fact that people ask questions and they pay to get questions answered. And I don't want people going back kind of looking at somebody else's information. So I pulled them down. So I was like, you know, this is coming down. So if you miss this show, if you miss that All Out Crazy Nut show,
yeah,
then you just missed it. Cause
But those are the best ones. Like, it was limited. You saw it, you saw it. If not, that's it.
Yeah, and I was telling them, like, listen, if y'all knew how far we came and how far we have grown.
That's the people, no matter what, man. Y'all got
how far we've grown individually and how far we've grown together.
That's cool, man.
I knew that we were going to grow. I just would have never thought we would be in this place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like where we are now. So, you know, just I was really thankful for that. You know, thankful for my kids.
Day.
You know, thankful for everything.
When I talk about my week, I'm going to tell you about that too. But yeah, man.
On Friendsgiving, yeah. And then Friday was like, okay, you know, shit crash. And I just really been, you know, really focused and trying to stay balanced now. It's time to turn up another gear. I'm still working actively to make sure that I'm fully in position for my next project. By the end of the year, I think I told you guys this before, by the end of the year, my main goal is to have everything paid off. Everything paid off for that year. If there's anything that has been like anything that made it to my credit, you know, pay it off, right? And so for that, I do like every 2 years. So there were some things that had made it to my credit, and I finally have one more thing to pay, and that's in the month of December. I, like, walked that down and, you know, kind of got that stuff situated. And it's like, I'm going to tell you this, when they know that you are debt-free, when they know that you create debt and you pay debt, it's almost like you can blink and they're going to put that shit on your credit. And it's crazy because they're going to do it because they know that you're going to pay them. You know what I'm saying? I don't like stuff on my credit at all. I like to have absolutely nothing on my credit other than my positive trade lines. And so it's like they don't even give you time no more. Like, okay, you moved. Okay, boom, put it on your credit. Okay, you'll pay it off. So, I got my last thing. I got my last thing in for the month of December. Thoroughly aligned to take that leap next year, take that quantum leap to go out. And when I leave from here, I want to get something. I'm torn, y'all, because in Georgia, they have some really big, nice, old houses, bro. And I'm torn because I want something new. I want something new. They have new big houses. And they got old, nice big houses as well. I want a ranch, and so let me tell you my thought process on it. I've been envisioning having a mother-in-law suite. You know what I'm saying? Like a house for like a one- or two-bedroom house in the backyard, right? And I've envisioned that, and I said I wanted a ranch. Okay, so there is
why a ranch? You don't want no stairs or nothing like that?
No stairs, no way, can't happen. So there's one house, but it's so old, but it is so big. And, like, you know, you see things in there like, okay, you got to get it painted, you got to get the bathrooms, you know, up to date, but the kitchen has been completely remodeled already, and it looks amazing. And then, you know, you want to update the mother-in-law suite. And I know how
that
is when you get – a mother-in-law suite is a house in the backyard.
That's what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's like a guest house.
A guest house, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like mother-in-law.
This property has a guest house on it. The property also has like a 3-car garage slash warehouse on it. Like whoever stayed there before, like they had some money. You know what I'm saying? And
okay,
and whoever stayed there, they've been staying there for a very long time. And
so
Zillow
or something. You like
no, it's not there. But I keep eyeing this house, and I'm like, dang, it's just older, right? So the upgrades, like, I mean, honestly, the amount, like $50,000, you can really get some awesome upgrades in this house. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm eyeing it, buddy. I'm eyeing it because when people come into town to visit, you don't have to be in the house with me. You can go stay in the guest house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's a full guest house.
Feature.
Kitchen, bathroom,
so
separate
bedroom.
So it's
like the guest house over the garage or something like that? Or
no, it's separated.
No.
It's, it got its
this
own house,
own,
its own structure.
Own little house, damn. That's like
exactly.
2 for 1. 2 houses for the price
and it's
of
a,
one.
It's a full one bed. It's a kitchen, it's a living room, it's a bedroom, and it's a bathroom. So I'm eyeing that, but it's older. But I'm also eyeing newer houses, right? But keep in mind, the one thing that I understand that newer houses are not built like older houses. Older houses were built to withstand, you know what I'm saying, because they were built with a better quality of material. And there are certain things that you can upgrade. But anywho, I'm in that process because next year I'm buying. And I'm in the process of trying to figure out, like, do I want to go older or do I want to go newer? You know what I'm saying? Because I could take older and upgrade it to newer, or I could just get newer and I ain't got to do no upgrades. But I haven't found a newer house with the mother-in-law suite. I haven't found that. And that's something I really want.
With the guest house.
With the guest house, yeah. That's kind of, I've been working on that, you know, making sure that I'm properly aligned and, you know, making sure that everything lines up for me to do this again. Ultimately, I told you guys, you know, when I left here, I was like, I'm selling my house, but I can always buy another house. And like, oh, but you're going to sell your house. Yeah, I'm going to sell it, and I'm going to go buy another one. And that's what I'm doing. So basically, I came back here in 2019, and probably say I started getting situated at the very beginning, January of 2020. And so going into 2022, I'm ready to buy a house again. Anything that you want, you can get it. You just got to put your mind to it. So if you know what it feels like owning a car and you lose your car, listen, if you genuinely want that, you're going to go get you another car. You're going to do what you got to do to get one. And it's the same thing with buying houses and so on and so forth. So, I haven't really spoken about what this thing is that I'm doing, but that's what it is. I'm in the process of buying a house, and, you know, it's several steps to it, and I'm at step two, going into step three. And so step three is going to get the pre-approval. Step four is finding the house and getting the contract. Step five is closing. So I'm trying to get to a certain time frame before I go get the pre-approval, but I already know I'm pre-approved material because I did everything I had to do. So, yeah, that's like my week, buddy. Like,
you're
just
talking, man.
Relaxing.
I like that. I like what you're saying. Yeah. All right. So.
If it wasn't so cold in New York, I'd be like, Mo, find me something. I'm coming. But then, yeah, I'm not leaving down here.
Yeah, it's cold up here, buddy. Hey, man, I'm all about the seniors, Mo. I just adapt, man. I picked up a nice little leather down, too, when I was in Atlanta, and I just got it out the cleanest, too. So that's funny that you said that. But anyway, so my week is called grinding. You know what I'm saying? And grinding in a good way. Not grinding like I'm just working my ass off. I'm just working where work needs to be done. But my Thanksgiving was dope. You know what I'm saying? My mother-in-law came up. So her and my wife cooked. I got a chance to just relax and just chill. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they took care of the food. So the food was bomb. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't really do big with the turkey and all that. You know, I'm not a I don't eat pork like that. It's two things I always slip up on, though. That's pepperoni on my pizza. And during the holidays, I like a nice honey-baked ham. You know what I'm saying? So I had the ham with a little brown sugar and the pineapples and all that stuff. And then, you know, just kept it light, you know what I'm saying? The mac and cheese, you know, but we had the bacon mac and cheese. What else we had? Greens, banana pudding. just all, like, I'm sure I'm leaving some stuff in. You know, I'm leaving some stuff out, man. But it was good. You know what I'm saying? Not OD, but just, you know what I'm saying, just nice portions. And then I'm, like, very neat. So, you know, I took care of the dishes and put everything up nice and neat because I like to have my leftovers, like, on point. So that was good. Interior decorating was on point, you know what I'm saying? And then the real estate, I'm about to hit that hard tomorrow. And my stock, you know what I'm saying? I'm just analyzing that shit, man. That shit's getting fun, just analyzing. I was kind of pissed. I don't know if Smooth will check in, but my little Roblox stock, I told, because, you know, right now, like, I ain't talking big money just yet because I'm getting my feet wet, and then I'm going to start really investing some shit so I can really get a nice chunk of change back. But anyway, so on my experiment, you know, I bought this Roblox stock that the Smooth was talking about, and I was up, you know what I'm saying? And once again, this ain't no big money. I'm just analyzing it, so when I do put some big money in there, I know what to do, right? So anyway, I bought the Roblox stock, and I was up like 20. I was up like $20, you know what I'm saying? Nothing big, but you know what I'm saying? I was just seeing how that shit was moving. And something told me, sell that shit Saturday. I should have sold that shit, you know, just took my little $20 profit, and then I would have my, you know, just the other money that I already had in the stock, and I could have just, you know, just did that. Something told me to do that, and I should have went on my instincts. But then, you know, it's, you know, some people I've been, like, conversating, but it's like, no, you should probably wait till Monday to the stock open. Yo, Monday, that shit plummeted, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm, like, putting my toe in the water, you know what I'm saying, making sure, you know, I know what I'm doing fully before I really throw some money in there and really invest. But I like just the lessons learned. Now, another thing, Gap, you know what I'm saying? Gap plummeted, and I was like, yo, let me get a couple more shares of Gap. So I'm just waiting for that shit to come up. I think some shit is going to come up with that. So anyway, so that shit's been cool. You know? And then I'm reading my I got this book, man. I told you I got my library. And I got this book that came out like 1986, and it's the A to Z of investing. I've been like reading this, but it's like, it's dope. It's like a cool, it's really a dictionary. So basically just, it's, everything's in alphabetical order. It's just in, you know, just the terms of just investing terms. So just all, just words that you hear, and it's just giving you the definition of what it means. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm reading some documents, so I'm reading some different, you know, just things that has to do with the Wall Street and the stocks and stuff like that. In a certain terms, like, I know what it means. So, you know, that's just been cool. And then other than that, I'm trying to think, was there anything else? And then I'm just drawing inspiration from certain things. And I bought this nice little art piece, and I just be looking at it, and it ain't nothing big to look at, but it's like a jockey on a horse. But it's just interesting, man. It just, I look at, like, art, and I just see certain things, man. Like, so one of the parts I'm seeing, the jockey on a horse, is, like, I'm seeing the evolution of just, like, how travel has just changed until, like, we got the ill cars now and all that stuff. And then just how man can tame an animal. And then just how, like, the horse, you know, a horse always looks like a woman to me. You know what I'm saying? The mane. And it's just, I don't know. Just drawing inspiration on that, and then just and then I've been on my detox too. You know what I'm saying? I know you was talking about the trees earlier, or whatever. You definitely got to be careful. That's why I'm glad I got my one dispensary that I mess with, and I rock with. But that's just been cooler. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everything's cool, man. I'm just good, and you know, going into this week. Now my mother-in-law leaves tomorrow. So, you know, it's been cool, but it's going to be cool to just get my apartment back, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Wintertime. Then the other thing, too, so Winter Solace is in full effect. And Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's becoming lightweight my favorite holiday. I just love, you know, Christmas. I'm over Christmas. I'm over the whole meaning of it. I'm over the whole, what they're selling, you know, the whole, you know, Christmas is for the kids and stuff like that. I think if you got kids, it's cool, especially when they're young. Then after that, it's just too much, man. It's all commercialized. I don't really rock with the meaning of it all like that. I'm not trying to sound sacrilegious or nothing like that, but I don't know. I know too much now, to me, and I'm not knocking anybody that's real religious and stuff like that. It's just, you know, I just kind of see through it now, you know what I'm saying? But Thanksgiving to me, and a lot of people, you know, I know you say Friendsgiving and stuff like that, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? But I just look at Thanksgiving as a day I just rejoice. And, you know, you with your family, with your significant other, and then, you know, everybody just comes together, have a good meal and rejoice and just give thanks to what they're blessed and happy about. Because, you know, no matter what you're going through out here, you know, somebody in a worse position. So you always got to just take notes of the blessings that you have, man. So I was really feeling that. You know, I was really feeling that this year. So, you know, that was my week.
What's up, Smooth?
Smooth the hustle on the check-in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Smooth. Run down your week, and then I'm going to ask you about this Roblox stock. I'm going to ask you, see how you feel about it right now.
Shit. I mean, I'm good about mine. I really feel like I got in. Like remember, I told you when I got in early as shit, so I'm still up.
But did you? Oh, you. I'm saying, but you didn't sell nothing. You just kept it in there. You ain't selling nothing like that.
All right.
Okay. All right. You know that shit. That shit dipped. So okay. Right.
Okay. I mean, shit.
No.
I know where
I'm going. Okay.
So like when it dips, that's when you buy. You feel what I'm saying? So fuck.
Yeah, you buy more. I get you. That's why I did with Gap. You know what I'm saying? But I was just trying to get my little profit and then just let my what I already had in there just. Kind of just, you know, stay with it, and then, you know, if it dips some more, then I will buy some. I just want to take my profits out, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, fuck, you know what I mean? My little profit that I made, that shit went down before I got a chance to sell it. But, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, I'm learning the trick to the trade. But go ahead, man. How was your week?
This was okay.
Like, all right, so let's get into the topic. I mean,
all right, like, yeah, all right, let's skip that part. Okay, forget Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving.
Oh, man. All right, so serve it up, Black.
All right.
What are we talking about tonight?
All right, I'm all right. Would you? Damn it, man! What's the topic? Read the topic off.
You forgot the topic? Cause I don't even got. I'm really gonna be on yours, man. Cause you know what I'm saying. This y'all topic. This for y'all. So anyway, the topic tonight. Let me grab it. All right, so here we go. It's would you end a friendship with a co-parent to save your current relationship? Ooh. That's Black and Smooth written all over it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just on the sidelines for this one. You know?
So listen, I see this all the time, and you know, people say one thing and they do something absolutely different, right? But this is a real life question. Like for me, no, okay. And so in our community. It is so normal for us to beef with somebody that we have children with that if we're not beefing with them, then people automatically think y'all got something going on. Like, it's so crazy and absurd that this happens that it's pathetic, right? Whether you're dealing with them or not, okay? Like, you should want to thrive off good communication and a good situation. It's almost like our melanated people feel like if you got a child with somebody and y'all not together, then y'all got to hate each other. It's almost like, oh, he cheated, okay, I'm leaving. Like these concepts that we have in our head is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Now, here's the thing. My answer is going to be hell no, okay? And so I am, like a lot of reasons why I'm still in the relationship that I'm in is because me getting to start over with somebody else to have them understand all of this and build up that trust, it just doesn't make any sense. But even though I am so deep into this relationship that I'm in, he still isn't 100% comfortable. But he just deals because what can he do, You know what I'm saying? And that's the concept that he has. Like, what can I do? Listen, let me tell you something. My family is anybody that I have children with. We become family, right? We share the same child. We now are a part of the family tree. You know what I'm saying? On different aspects. We now become together. So whether I'm dealing with my baby daddy or not, you know what I'm saying? Now my oldest son, me and his dad pretty much slept together off and on until, you know, my son got about 9 or 10. And I realized that my energy was different and my emotions was different to him if I took out the sex. And when we remove sex, it's like, you know, we get along. You know, I called him, he answered the phone, hey, what's up? I could talk to him. Like, that's my homie. That's my best friend. You know what I'm saying? And so, but he's in a different state. And so, you know, certain times people can understand, like, well, they're not even in the same state. That's my rider. That's my best friend. But we don't have sex, right? Now, my youngest son did. This guy, you know, he's in and out. Now, our situationship is we're not at the point to where I can say we got years between us that we don't sleep around, whatever. You know, that's still a work in progress. But, you know, when I am in a relationship, like, you know, if I got somebody to answer to, I don't sleep with him. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm not in a relationship and I ain't answering to nobody, then, you know, it's like we sleep together. Yeah, that's how our shit goes, right? Him, yeah. It don't even matter who he deal with because, shit, he be over him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's amazing. Yeah. Be like, yo, what's poppin'?
Who he is,
and
right?
It's up to you if you win it or not, basically, because he always gonna be winning.
Yeah, I mean, that's my family, so you know, you got he not committed to none of y'all. That's, unless you have a child with him, like he
that's
don't
TV.
Even hold you at a certain level in his life. Like that's what he gonna make that shit sound good to you, but you know, nah. Mm-hmm. But listen. Okay. So it's like people have to understand, and I make it very clear, like, one, don't be riding me, don't be all in my business, and don't ever in your fucking life say anything to me about me or my son father. Like, my oldest son, he grown. You know what I'm saying? My youngest son, dad, like, he, you know, I have two boys at home. He's like, you know, both of them his. So he don't, you know what I'm saying? He not on no, well, I'm just coming for my son or whatever. He, you know, he there for both of them. So the thing is that you can't, I never let somebody come in and be like, well, your baby daddy was there. I don't like that or whatever. You, no, you could actually be here and not, okay, let me correct that. You can't be here. If we have years invested, like my current relationship, he could come here while my baby daddy come here. Like my baby daddy know who he, you know of him. Everybody know of him. You know what I'm saying? But in order to even be around my kids, it took, you know, it took him like a year before he even came around my kids. And we had been knowing each other for like 10 years prior to that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not an easy process when it comes to me, but I'm an open book. So if you deal with me, you know that my son's father has to come to the house. Why? Because there's a kid in here that belongs to him, and he got to spend time with him. You know what I'm saying? And he's super busy, and I'm not, you know, no, he not going out there, and he trying to juggle spending time with his son and studios and all of that. That's not how it works. So he comes here. You know, he comes to any house that I live at because unless he does something so weird and detrimental, like it was a time when he didn't know where I lived at. But again, we move past that energy, right? So if you dated me, then yeah, I got children, and no, we not beefing, and no, I'm not gonna sleep around if we're in a relationship. But he will be around. You know what I'm saying? Like he will be around. I remember I was in a relationship and he had to put his car. Somebody ran into his car. And he put his car in the shop, and he had to come to my house and get my car. He had my car for a week. And I just really feel like he felt, he did feel a type of way about it. He's like, no, do what you got to do. But he still, you know, felt a kind of way about it. But that's just how family is. That's, when I say we family. You know what I'm saying? It's no cutting corners. It's no none of that. Like, we solid. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just the type that I keep my shit off social media. And he keep, you know, he understands and he respects it. So people don't know what we do and how we do it, because my children that are not grown, they don't go on social media. And that's my rule, and he stick to it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
No. Fuck no. If you can't understand your position in my life and you that insecure and that jealous that you got a problem, that I have a bond, you know, that with him, then no, you got to go. You know what you think?
Cool.
I don't have any attachment with you. Love, me having love has shit to do with my children being happy.
Now, this goes both ways, right? So do you ever feel any type of way if you go around one of your baby fathers and they got a significant other around or whatever? You know,
that ain't got nothing to do with it. Like, that, not them and going around them. We're talking about if somebody wanted my baby daddy to stop talking to me or stop being cool with me because they're in a relationship, he wouldn't do it.
Okay. I got you.
He wouldn't do it. Now, as far as we're talking about having people around, I don't, like, and I told him, he has guidelines. If he is with somebody for 6 consecutive months, I will meet them.
Mm,
and then I will make
the
determination over the time when she can meet my child. Now, getting my baby daddy to be with somebody for 6 consecutive months.
That's the whole process, right? Yeah, because I'm like, don't
getting him to be with somebody for 6 consecutive months is the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
so,
like that with, like,
no,
my cousin,
he don't have nothing. There's nobody around him that he deal with that I would let be around my child. No.
Side note, man, if I go back to Cleveland tomorrow, my cousin's girlfriend, babe, boyfriends, or girlfriends, and I'm like, yo, man, don't introduce me unless, you know, it's some real shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be around no fly-by-night people.
Yeah, like, we
so
take that serious.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, we bring
family is so serious, but that's a side of me that people don't know and people don't understand because they don't know that side of me. You know, you only know what you see and hear in the streets. I don't play no games when it comes to family and situations. And then people feel like, oh, you know, you still messing with Smoke. No, we don't currently because I'm in a relationship. So we do not deal with each other. Now, if I, for whatever reason, you know, this is an honest fact. Now, if whatever reason, me and my partner separate, next week, right? And there's no way for me to mend it and put it together. We separate next week. And I get horny at the end of next week. I'm gonna make sure that I get what I need. But you got to be able to turn it off and turn it on. It's just the respect. Apparently, if the relationship was so good and golden, then I wouldn't be with nobody else. I would just be with him. What's your point?
Well, I told you, I'm like on the sideline trying to hear what Smooth got to think about. You know, I don't even know if this can apply to me. I don't even know what to say. I haven't been in this
situation. Smooth, what is your point, Smooth? Because I know you got 12 baby mamas. I know you didn't have this situation.
Exactly. What's up? Put me on. I'm trying to learn something tonight. Okay, Smooth mad shot tonight. What's up, Smooth? What's popping, man? All right.
Smooth might be over there working on baby number 13.
Ooh,
he hella shy. He hella quiet tonight. You see,
yeah,
he's still on the line.
Smooth ain't. Oh, all right. I'm trying to think. What can I even say? I'm trying to think what I can say.
Like, if you had a child, you and your wife have a child.
Okay.
So let me set this up properly because
set it up.
For y'all that don't know, Mo is strategically making sure that he does not have children right now because he does not want to have children and then have to raise them separately. He doesn't want a baby mama, all right? He wants, if he has children, he want to raise his children with his person, all right? So this is why he's a little, like, I don't know. But hypothetically speaking, I guess,
and
your wife have a child, and then for some reason y'all separate. You in a new relationship, you and your wife, y'all got a great rapport with each other. And your new girlfriend says, well, I don't like how cool y'all are, or I don't like the way, you know, y'all doing things. And this happens a lot. Well, they want to be in the car with you when you go pick up the baby, or they want to answer the phone and have conversations and stuff with your baby mama. Would you feel uncomfortable with that?
Yeah, so I can't really conversate on this, but, first off, you know, I guess I pride myself on being like, if I have a baby, you know, like I said, hashtag happily married, if I did have a baby mother or whatever, and then I had a new girlfriend or whatever, and I was in that situation, yeah, like, this is my baby mother. We definitely got a kid together. So, like, you got to respect that as whatever. Because we co-parents at the end of the day. That's never going to change, no matter what. Now, as long as we have a kid,
exactly,
and a child together, and we're both on this earth, you know what I'm saying? We're both living. That's not going to change. So I have to co-parent, you know what I'm saying? So you have to understand that, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I don't want to put nothing in my new girlfriend's or whatever face, too, you know what I'm saying? It's like a healthy balance. That was interesting about
there you that. Go. You touched on something I want to touch on, too.
Yeah, I love reading books, man, because, like I said, you know, I need to get knowledge of certain people who went through situations, so if I ever in a situation, I can kind of understand it. But, like, the Nas book I was reading, what was it called? I can't even think. I'm not mothering, like, just grab it from my bookshelf. But anyway, the Nas' Baby Mother book, she talks about the baby mother, because she wrote the book. So she talks about when Nas met Khalees, and it was kind of that same tension that you're talking about. I guess Khalees was like, nah, Nas, you can't be talking to your baby mother like that. Or you can't be, because he was like, you know, still, you know, paying her rent or whatever, or, you know, because, you know, Nas is, you know, big time. So he's paying her rent, you know what I'm saying, you know, get her a car or whatever. But Khalees was trying to, like, stop all that. Like, all that's got to stop now.
Yeah, but that's the karma that she's getting. That's why she always in child support trying to get more for him, because he's doing what he's doing. He's not doing what he was doing with his other baby mama, because his other baby mama had to understand that she wouldn't create no drama. It wasn't no BS. And
cool.
Now Khalees come in.
Yeah.
And she getting karma because she was trying to stop that. That's why that shit ended like that. Women don't get it, that you cannot come between a man's relationship with and their child's mother. You just can't. And you see so many women, so many men that's like, well, this is my lady, so you got to respect that. And this is that other. Like, respect is respect. But you shouldn't even be, first of all, if your lady around you 24/7, somebody got an insecurity issue. And you should still be able to have the same conversations that you have with your baby mother or your baby father that you were having before in a relationship and after, especially if y'all are just co-parenting and y'all not sleeping around. My son is 20. I don't care who his dad is around. When I call his phone, he answers. I don't care who he around, he going to answer. He can get up in the bed and that bitch can be laying next to him. He going to answer the phone and he going to have a conversation.
Understand, like, you know, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like, y'all got a kid together, so you want to make sure that your daughter or your son is straight, you know what I'm saying? So that's why
I'm sure
she is making sure that the rent is paid and they got a nice place to stay, because at the end of the day, that's where his his kid is. You know what I'm saying? So I got to make sure that my kid is good.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So. And why can't you continue to be friends or be with your baby mama or your baby father because y'all not together and you done moved on? No, we don't have that. Now, I don't want to meet your girlfriend. Unless it's something, you know, for real. I'm the one that don't want to meet, you know, I don't want to meet your peoples. They don't have nothing to do with me. Do what you do. When it has something to do with me is when my son gets involved. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, women be letting their kids be around all these different women, you know, just to be cool with the baby daddy, just to try to have, it's a way that you can carry yourself with class and intelligence about the situation. You don't have to let your child be around everybody, let all these spirits have access to your children.
True, but you can still
be cordial and have a great conversation with the parent of your child, being that, you know, y'all moved on. You know, some people, they still be messing around, you know, and the girl be right there knowing that he with the new girl. The baby mama still sleeping with him. Same thing, baby daddy, they still sleeping, they know it. But in order to avoid the karma to the situation, you know, you want to keep it cordial. You know what I'm saying? If y'all moved on and somebody in a new relationship, you know, don't have sex with the person, you know. And if you meet somebody and they got a baby mama, stay out of their business. You shouldn't be making no comments. You shouldn't be talking no noise, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to end up single. Okay? And when you end up single, that shit going to come back around on you. That hurt going to be completely different. That hurt coming back on you because you was causing conflict.
You know what it is?
I can't stand when I see women comment on somebody's baby mama. That is crazy. Or child's mother, whatever you want to call it. I can't stand when I see it, because you don't know that you're creating a whole fucking hole of karma for your damn self, and you're going to be that same person, you know, feeling that same way, especially they go and try to have a baby by them. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, I think you got to kind of know that you're coming into, like, an understanding with, like, I mean, I guess the girlfriend or the boyfriend or whatever. I mean, and I guess there's some insecurities with that. You know what I'm saying? If they thinking like, nah, they still messing around, and you know what I'm saying? And they just be overthinking the situation. But I think when you dealing with somebody who's already got kids or with somebody, you got to just know that comes with the territory. But I think you got to you got to, like, analyze the situation. You got to look for, like, little red flags. So what I'm trying to say is you need to not get in too deep if you think that's going to be a problem for you. Like, you know, I know if I met, put it like this, if I met.
Don't even get in too deep. Don't even deal. Because you can't control things at a certain point of day.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm already seeing red flags, like, I think they still got something going, or they just funny style whenever they with this person or whatever, then, you know, that's a red flag, and I'm not even going to go into it. But once you do get to past that point where you're like, nah, you know, I'm really with this person, you got to understand that that's going to come with the territory. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you got to make sure that you can handle the territory that it is. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm hesitant. You know, like I said, hashtag happily married man. But if I was in an alternate universe and I met a female that had a little boy or a little girl or something like that, I know they got a baby father, you know, I'm gonna kind of just be peeping the scenes. I'm gonna see, like, okay, are they not dealing with each other? Are they in different states? Is the other dude around a lot of times? Does he come over often? You know what I'm saying? Like, is he still, you know, posted up there? Like,
but if he came over often, would that be a problem?
Okay, so here's what I'm trying to say. So if he came over often, because I'm like, all right, he come over, I'm like, he's spending the night. You know what I'm saying? So this is just for me. I only can speak for myself.
Not spending the night.
But he still, all right, so. And then I'm like, have I met this person? You know what I'm saying? Because I think I can kind of, you know, I can kind of get a feel for somebody. I can see if somebody bullshitting me or whatever just by kind of just meeting them and just seeing their aura or whatever, seeing what they all about, seeing if they genuine, seeing if they got something up their sleeve, seeing if they sizing me up, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be. I don't know. I can pick up on all them vibes. So after I meet the baby father, like if there's like something chill, like, or I see like, and then like, let me just see, not that I'm trying to be in that person's business, but it seemed like it would come up like that this person had maybe moved on. Now, the baby father, I know he moved on. He got a new situation, new girlfriend, new wife, and he moved on, and y'all just really co-parenting. Then that's when I'm like, all right, you know, this could possibly work if I'm really feeling the female like that. But if not, if I know he ain't really moved on, he still be around and stuff like that, and that, then that's probably going to give me, well, that definitely would give me personally like a red flag, like, nah, I can't get serious with
but
her.
But you
like,
can't go
really
based
be,
on that, because like
that?
My son father feel as though I'm going to always be in his life on any type of, you know what I'm saying, on those type of terms, and it's not really like that. Like if you don't get it together, if you had it together, then I wouldn't be in another relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not how it goes. Like, if you gonna have it together,
but a lot of times,
and
though,
you want
I'm
me in
saying,
your life,
a lot of
gotta...
times, a lot of times, well, for me, like it might be, yeah, you might be cool with it, and you know what I'm saying, whatever. But I'm still peeping, dude. Like, I'm just telling you how I think. I'm still peeping, dude. Like, this dude be around.
So what if he still want to be with her? But if you trust her, then you ain't gotta worry about that.
I mean, I it is trust, but I'm like, I don't know. But then at the same time, I'm like, he ain't in a state. I'm just saying he not in a stable situation. I'm looking at it like this. Look, I'm just being honest. This is good. I'm looking at it like he ain't in a real stable relationship. I'm not saying this is your situation, but I'm just saying I'm going to be peeping to see if that baby father is in a stable relationship where he actually then moved on and now he's not really trying to get back with you. If because I can trust you, but I, you know what I'm saying? I ain't with the drama and all that shit. It's just not worth it for me. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody loves
me. I ain't trying to break up
my family. So it's one of those things that, you know, like it's like, you know, you either love me or you got a hate-love relationship with me because
yeah,
it ain't work out. But, you know, I'm a cool-ass motherfucker. The only thing everybody be like, oh, she crazy. But
I know. I'm just saying
like
if it's going to get deep because we can always be cool and shit. I'm just saying if it's going to get deep. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like, I'm
what do you
deep
say?
With you.
Would you cut off co-parenting or being super cool with one of your baby mothers for a relationship with somebody that you don't have kids with? You know, we had already passed the ball to you, but you wasn't on the phone.
Nah, I was on the phone. Okay. AT&T, they don't like me.
Man, if you don't get an iPhone, man, in 2022, smooth, you need the iPhone, Android, one of them, man. Anyway.
Man, also, honestly, I really don't have shit to say. I'd have to look at the bitch like she lost her mind. Be like, so let me get this statement. You want me to get rid of the mother of my child, nigga?
Okay, that ain't gonna happen. I can't even, you know, I can't even make that happen. Like, how does that work?
Like, first of all, nigga, you know how many kids I got, bitch?
Oh, man, right? I mean, yeah, damn. I'm just thinking of one or two.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
this thing got 12.
Like this, if you ain't getting along with this bitch, that means you ain't going to get along with that bitch or that bitch or that bitch. Nigga, you awesome.
Gang.
Get by me. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, got a cult.
It's the whole, like, survivor. It's crazy. No, man. I've actually had motherfuckers attempt to do that, but.
I'm sure. So yeah, give us a story. Like, what happened, man? Like, how did it navigate? What you had to do? You had to just what happened? Did she become another baby mother?
I just got rid of the bitch. No, I just got rid of the bitch.
Well, like, let's check it though. Let me ask you this: because you got 12, so you got 12, right? So I guess the question I have for you is,
I didn't realize.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. I just had to, you know, just remind you.
You got 12.
But, But what I'm saying is, have you ever had a situation? Because once again, for the people out there, you know what I'm saying, that's following, would you end a friendship with a co-parent to save your current relationship, right? So I'm just asking you, in one of your situations, right, did a female ever try to get you to end, like in one of your earlier baby mama situations, we was at like maybe 2, 3, 4, did one of them try to get you to end a relationship and just be like, you need to just co-parent and not mess with this one and be with me? And then, lo and behold, they become baby mother number 4 or 5. You know what I'm saying? Like, has that happened in your, you know what I'm saying, in your history, I guess? You know, basically it was front at first, talking crap, and now they became a baby mother. You know what I'm saying? But they were talking crap like, you go be me or nobody else. And now
well,
they a baby
well, yeah,
mother
you
too.
Know, in that case, of course. Wait, what? Before you lost me on that one, I've inseminated a lot of pussy. Look, man, honestly, it's like this. If somebody new came into my life and told me, or did some type of ultimatum in any fashion, you know what I'm saying, I don't give a what it's about. Like, look here, you want to be with me, you're going to have a woozy woozy blogy blah. You got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You don't dictate a motherfucking thing here. Just be gone. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, I just fall in line. Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, it should know it. All right. Well, hey, I don't know, Black.
Oh, my man.
I don't know.
I mean, he feel the same way because especially have my youngest son is 3. So the thing is that like people are going to automatically be like, that's the first thing. What a daddy at? You know, that's the first thing,
yeah.
You know. And
yeah,
I'm honest, like, we're not together. But then when people see, like, if we cordial, let alone, like, I try, at this stage in the game, I try for people not to find out who I have a child from. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be this, what do you call it? Like men feel insecure too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they'll compare themselves like, okay, so you got a baby from him and then, you know, with me. And you know, I don't deal with broke boys, like people that don't have nothing going on for themselves. I'm going to say that. And so the thing is that, you know, there's insecurity, there's all of those things. So for me, I don't let people know who I have a child from. And at one stage in the game, I used to have his pictures on my Instagram, and I went in and I took all of those pictures down because it makes more sense for me. If I'm not trying to link you, you know, to what the hell I'm doing, I don't need to have you on my page. But the thing is that, you know, we are super cordial. But even in this situation, if my peoples was to ever tell me that he felt some type of way about, you know, my baby dad. Okay, boom. So somebody from his side of the family lives with me, right? And I'm in another relationship. And at first, they kind of act, my people act like he had a problem with it. But then he came back around. You know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, you can't be that way. And, of course, like his brothers and stuff like that used to be here. My people, you know, they dap him up. Hey, what's happening? Whatever. There's, like, I'm going to be the same me, you know, in front of them, not in front of them, whatever. It's nothing. I'm like not hiding anything. So as you were saying, Mo, I think he became more comfortable because he's still able to come here. He's still able to relax. You know, my baby daddy people's here. You know what I'm saying? He done met the brothers, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, they know okay. He's an all-around good guy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, but at
all
the
right.
Beginning, he did feel some type of way, and I had to show him, like, there's no reason for you to feel any type of way because I'm not ending my relationship for this, but you have to understand these people are now my family. You know, my first son, dad, like, for the first, like, 6, 7 years, every holiday, I spent with his family. You know what I'm saying? Like, we became family. We became solid. Like, those were my peoples at that point. And that's all that I know, family, you know, being together and so on and so forth. That's all. That's how we were raised. There's no beef, but then his mom became my mom, and then she knows my mom is deceased, so you know that's ma. You know what I'm saying? That's grandma to all of my children. It's not just one. It's to all. It's not a separation of anything. We are family. We are a unit. You know what I'm saying? So yes, he's heavily implemented into my life because at one point, you know, it was none of that. You know, it was like, I hate you. You know, I hate you. You know what I'm saying? And it was finding that ground. But he's heavily implemented into my life at this point. So it's no way to turn that off for the sake of a relationship. No, you know, he's still handling his business and getting himself right. And therefore, you know, we can't be in a relationship as far as just me, you know, courting him. I mean, that's right up his alley. That's what he wants. But the thing is that I'm still going to respect him at all costs. He's still going to be there, and anybody that comes into my life has to respect that. And unfortunately, even at, you know, 19 months in the situation that I'm in, if that ever became an issue where he didn't understand that we are family and that he will be around, and the only way you know that he's around is because I tell you. You know what I'm saying? I keep it 100 with you. There's nothing that you have to worry about or whatever the case. If it ever came up and he asked me, did you sleep with somebody when we were separated, I would say yes. I would tell him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much transparency that if you thought any other way, that would upset me because I'm so honest with you. If I slept with if I sleep with him.
You know what? And that's cool. I mean, if the person can handle the truth. Because honesty, I mean, that's the way it should be. You know what I'm saying? I think you should keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, like, trying to, like, just do
shit. Yeah, most people can't handle the truth, but you know that ain't got nothing to do with me. Because no matter how much time I put in that situation with you, when you show me insecurity or when you show me that you can't handle the situation between he and I, we got a 3-year-old, bro. We got 15 more goddamn years to go. You know what I'm saying? And it goes beyond that because my oldest son, 20, me and his daddy still communicate to this day. So we got a lifetime because we created a life in this time. You know what I'm saying? So if you can't handle the fact that I'm cool with him, I'm not one of them chicks that turn my back and act brand new on my baby daddy and, oh, well, I'm with such and such, so you can't call my phone at this time and I have to call you. We ain't doing none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's so solid, like, we just solid right now. I mean, our issues come, if we have issues come about, they coming from his side. They're not coming from my side because I make sure that we don't ever have any issues on my side because that's my duty. You know what I'm saying? That's my duty. And then somebody will be like, well, you sleep with him when you're not together. Okay, but I don't sleep with him when I am with somebody. So you got to stop looking at the negative. You know, if that's something that you're dwelling on, then you got a problem yet again. Your glass is always half empty. Mine is always half full. So at the end of the day, if you can't handle the fact that I'm telling you, like, if I'm not dealing with nobody, if I want to get my fix, I know where to go get it. I don't have to go out here and get a body. I don't have to go out here and sleep with somebody else just to get a fix. I can get my fix from him. And then, guess what? If the opportunity presents itself and that person comes along and it's time for me to get in another situation, then I will. Now, I know that may sound crazy to some, but I'd rather backtrack than to go forward. He understands that I'm going to cut it off. You know what I'm saying? He understands that I'm going to cut it off and I'm going to disappear. He know that. He know it's a habit now. So it ain't like he going to be like, no, I ain't giving you no dick because as soon as you get in a relationship, you're going to ghost me. Nah, he ain't never. He ain't never said no. So it is what it is. I don't know. But I'm not, you know, no. If it was that solid, we would be together. But if people led with love instead of hate, they could get further in their situationships with these people. everybody is not meant to be together because you have a child with them. And that, like I tell people on YouTube, that's something that Christianity put in y'all head. But just because you have a child with them doesn't mean that you're meant to be in a relationship with them. But there's a certain level of respect, even though I've been in this relationship for 19 months, even though I've been dealing with him for 19 months and we've been knowing each other for probably 10-plus years, I love him, I respect him, you know, he's first in my life as far as, you know, grown-up men, you know, that are not my children, but... I had the biggest brain fart. But he will never come before somebody that I have children with until he put a ring on my finger. Or until
point.
We have a child together. Then you become equal.
That's interesting.
So stop giving people
point.
Shit that they haven't earned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because guess what? We done been together 19 months. But who knows where we're going to be at in 2 more years from now. So why would I put you before something that is a permanent factor in my life?
Yeah. Hey, man, that's solid. I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's just, I don't know how to even explain that anymore. Like, yeah, I could be in love with you, and I could see myself spending day in and day out with you. But this is a permanent factor in my life. So I'm going to always... have a certain level of respect for him that I don't have. And I respect everybody, but it's going to always be on a different level when it comes to somebody that I have a child with versus somebody that I'm dating. We don't have a child together. We're not married. And I tell people all the time, you know, your children choose you. You don't get to choose. You know what I'm saying? And when you understand that your children choose you, you will more so understand that you do not have nowhere near as much control of getting pregnant as you think you do. Nowhere near.
Wow. Okay.
Well, that's it, man. That's it for me.
All right. Well, look, so... like I said, I told you my peoples came in from out of town. So I've been kind of like off the grid a little bit. So I don't have too much for the world famous chop up. I only really have two topics. So with that being the case, now I'm going to serve it up, though, Black. Hopefully you got something that you was tripping on this last week. So anyway, so just to, you know, serve it up for the people. So anybody out there that's new to the show or whatever the case may be, this is the world famous chop up. So this is my favorite part of the show. This is part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on different things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. And I just want to bring it to the table and chat about it. But before I get into my only two topics, I only have two topics this week because, like I said, I've been off the grid. Black, what you been tripping on this week? It's got to be something.
Sir, yes, sir. All right. So, Lil Baby is not single. That was another situation where his baby mama was always his current baby mama, the one he was with, Jada, she was always subbing and making some type of comment towards his baby mama. You know what I'm saying? Because they weren't together, because of this or because of that. She always had something to say. Like, you know, I go and get my own money. I don't know why people can't get their own money, da-da-da, right? And he had brought the other baby mama a car, and he eventually ended up giving her the car. And I don't think that, I really just don't think deep down inside that the current baby mama was okay with that. But they end up separating and he's single. So ladies, y'all turn up. There was some rumor going around saying that he took Sweetie on $100,000 shopping spree. So I don't know. I'm keeping my eyes.
Sweetie be getting them, boys. Sweetie be
them motherfuckers love some Sweeties. You understand me?
Getting them, boys. Shout out to
so
Sweetie.
Virgil.
Yeah.
Abloh,
well, that's one of my topics. I'm gonna talk about that, but yeah.
Okay. So we'll keep going with that. So Kanye is now campaigning to get his family back, to get back home with Kim. He said that family should stay together, and everybody's campaigning now for him to get back home with Kim. He said that if he gives up now, he's not setting an example of family staying together. So I guess he's having second thoughts, even though he left and he wants to go back. He wants to go back home. Amber Rose, you know, Amber Rose and her dude, Ace, you know, she ended up having a child, another child named Slash. She got Sebastian from Wiz Khalifa, and she was married to Wiz Khalifa, and then she was with Ace, and they came out, and they were so public, and she had a child, and shortly after that, he cheated on Amber, and Amber broke up with him publicly, you know, like, you know, she just was over it. So now he's pleading to come back home. It's a lot of change that's happening, and I want to tell people on a regular level, right, these are like, if people are in the public eye, but on a regular level, it's a lot of change that's happening. On my YouTube channel, I had, I think, the live from last night, and I did a reading for today, and it's talking about the change and how this person is serious this time, right? So, I mean, you can't really, like, cut somebody off just because of something that happened, all right? I seen something super hilarious on my favorite Gossip of the City, and you know how Ciara's with Russell Wilson, and you know everybody's like, oh my God, what's Ciara's prayer? You know, and you look and you think that these women want love and they want somebody to love them wholeheartedly, and then you realize just how much gold diggers these women are that want Ciara prayer. Because why nobody ever asked Remy Ma what was her prayer? I love Remy Ma and Papoose relationship more than anything. Remy Ma went to jail for years. He held her down and took care of the kids while she was in jail. Like, this man here is solid. He got loyalty. You know what I'm saying? You know, Russell them, they in the limelight. But you got to understand, like, so everybody that wants Ciara prayer is the people that want somebody to take care of them or do something. You want somebody like Papoose that's going to hold you down while you get into it. You ain't no lazy bitch. You know what I'm saying? I would prefer okay. Remy Ma prayer over Ciara prayer.
Remy really can't, you know what I'm saying? I always fuck with Remy. Then, you know, she caught that charge and, you know, had to sit down for 7 years, and the way Papoose held her down and now she's shining. So, yeah.
So,
definitely, I
we touched
that.
On this conversation before about, okay, the whole fiasco with Real Housewives of Atlanta and Portia, and it was this big thing because Portia had invited the girl, what's her name, Faye Lynn, onto the show.
Oh,
Faye Lynn
Eric, I can't wait
the African
the
man.
Season.
And the African man ended up leaving Faye Lynn, and he went with Portia, and it was a big thing. Yeah. Everybody tried to drag Portia, and the man was like, I can't wait for Simon. He said, I can't wait for the truth to really come out. And Simon was telling everybody, like, she's sleeping with her best friend. She's like, oh, we just best friends. We have nothing going on, yada, yada. And he says she's lying. She's pregnant from her best friend, and she's sleeping with her best friend. And she tried to really make it seem like it was something. Well, we know that the best friend ended up proposing to Faye Lynn, and then all of a sudden she became pregnant. She just had her child from him as well. And there's no way in hell that by the time that shit hit the fan with Portia and Simon that she wasn't pregnant. She was trying to say she was less months than what she was, but she just had a baby in November. Now, let me do the math for you guys that don't understand this. You're pregnant for 10 months. You're pregnant for 10 months. So this means she had to get pregnant around January. Somebody Google, when did the Portia scandal start? Because she had to be pregnant in January. She had this baby at the end of November, you know, pregnant January. She said the baby's perfect, so there doesn't seem to be any complications or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, Simon – stepped out because she was cheating. And he was putting up footage of showing, like, how they were so ridiculously trying to sneak on the property when he wasn't home and how he was spending so much time. And she was like, this is my best friend, trying to play him. You know what I'm saying? And therefore, they got a divorce.
Okay.
And Portia moved on. So salute to Portia. You know, she did what she did. You did. T-Pain, guys, the auto-tune T-Pain. Guy, whatever you want to call him, he made a very interesting statement, and I actually want to read this statement because I love T-Pain, but what he said was something so real that I think people need to hear this. He says, the way that artists are starting to believe that monetary popularity is better than longevity is super disturbing, and really want y'all to think about the future and the generational wealth. It's bigger than right now. You got a lot of lives in your hands and the generation and a generation to start. So, like, that 15 minutes of fame, you know, all that stuff started with Tekashi Snitch 9, and, you know, right before then they want to come on scene to get famous, to get some money, and then they falling back off, like, you guys really gotta,
the fake stuff.
You know,
the fake stuff. You can see right through it. I think the longevity is gonna be the realness. You see when somebody's real and genuine, that's how they get longevity and they get the respect. So, you know.
So there was somebody, you know, last week we were dealing with the murder of Young Dolph. That was happening. He did a lot for the community. He spoke up a lot. You know. But just looking at, you know, Young Dolph, he looked older than what he was. He could definitely be an old soul because
true.
He was young.
I
but
get
he
that.
Just he looked older, so he was really an old soul. They did find the Benz that was involved in the shooting. They went and they found it at a house that he does music videos at, which is crazy. And on top of that, the same day that they picked up the car, somebody got killed at the location. So that was, like, crazy. But there was a comedian from Memphis. And so this comedian was seen to have pictures with Yo Gotti. And he was making fun of Young Dolph's death. Man, them folks just killed Young Dolph. Love Memphis because we so gangsta. And he made a couple of other, you know, not so funny jokes about, you know, how we didn't cry for, you know, somebody, but we doing all of this for Young Dolph, and it's crazy. Well, about 3 days ago, breaking news, he was found. Somebody killed him. You know, they're not playing about the disrespect for Young Dolph. So he was a known comedian there that wasn't quite funny, that ended up losing his life for mocking the situation that he shouldn't have been. Let me see. What else is happening? All right. So, okay. So here in Georgia, there was a black guy in a neighborhood, and who knows what he was doing in the neighborhood, but he went into an empty house. And the person that was working on the house, like doing the construction on the house, supposedly asked this white guy, which was a neighbor, to watch the house so nobody could go and steal anything, you know, steal any of the materials. And so this guy, Muhammad Aubrey is his name. Muhammad Aubrey. He's a black guy. He was supposedly have been seen on the property, and the white guys tried to stop him. He took off running. In cold blood, the white guys killed him, okay? There was somebody that filmed it happening, and, you know, somebody that killed them, and, you know, they were taken up for each other. Now, this case hit home because this was right when Stacey Abrams was running for governor. Right after she was running for governor, it hit home because local prosecutors did not prosecute the three white men, and one of them had connections to the sheriff's office. I can't remember, but his name is A.H. as in Harry, M. as in Mary, A as in apple, U as in umbrella, D as in David, last name A as in apple, R as in Robert, B as in boy, E as in Robert, I'm sorry. E is in Echo. R is in Robert. Y is in Yellow. Okay. Look up the story. I think one of them was retired police, or their dad was retired police. But anyways, the prosecutors covered up this whole murder, right, from these three white men, and someone filming what happened, because if you film what happened, then you automatically knew. They all covered it up. Well, some video footage got leaked, right, and that's the good thing about leaking footage. GBI took it over. Stacey Abrams pushed this. Stacey Abrams got behind it and said, we will not allow this to happen, not in the state of Georgia, and she pushed. And there's this black woman here. And I can tell you that if she runs for governor again, I will sincerely vote for her, as this black woman made sure that all three of these white guys went to jail. Okay, they everybody rallied, you know, you had the whoever, you know, what's his name, Al Sharpton, you know, like they was in the building, because this was something that was covered up, and the prosecutor is now facing charges for covering up, you know, what actually happened and not doing her job properly. So it got interesting. They all three were found guilty. Let me see, the culprit, Gregory McMichael, one of three men accused of killing the 25-year-old, has been found guilty of felony murder. McMichael now faces a maximum sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. He has also been indicted on three separate federal hate crime charges, which include interference with rights, attempted kidnapping, and using, carrying, and brandishing and discharging a firearm during and related to a crime of violence. McMichael pleaded not guilty to federal charges. The federal trial is set to take place in February. Since he is being held on state charges, there has been no federal bond hearing yet. If convicted, the federal charges, he could face an additional penalty up to life in prison. William Rhodey Bryan Jr., one of the three men involved in killing 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery, has been found guilty of felony murder. Bryan now faces the maximum sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. Jurors convicted him of felony murder but acquitted him of the malice murder charges. So McMillan was the original aggressor. Bryan has also been indicted on separate federal hate crime charges, which include interference with rights and attempted kidnapping. Bryan pled not guilty to federal charges. The federal trial is set to take place for him as well in February. The other guy was the guy that was recording the thing, and he hid the footage, right? And so they really thought that they were getting off because the first charge that came out, they found not guilty.
Yes,
but they laced so many more charges on these guys. Like, it's crazy. Like, I love to see it, you know. So they're sending a message.
That's definitely sending a message. Yeah, I heard about that. So, yeah, that's finally, you know what I'm saying, some justice on something like that. So, yeah.
Lastly, Malcolm X's daughter was found dead in her Brooklyn apartment.
Yeah.
And Malika Shabazz, she was found dead in her Brooklyn apartment. This comes just days after two men accused of convicted of killing Malcolm X were exonerated after investigation concluded that prosecutors,
that
FBI, and NYPD withheld key evidence. So there was one, Muhammad, 83.
Together like that.
They died in prison.
Wow.
Well, we got 90 seconds, so see, that's what you get. Don't ask me to do the real famous chop up, because I'd be like, let's chop it up, Nick. 90 seconds, but we'll get to
quick,
just write it down, and whatever it is that
we
didn't get to this week. We'll get to it next week.
Yeah, we'll
but that was just
around.
Our quick rundown. And then last week you did the whole world famous chop up by yourself
for
the whole show.
Like
so Yeah, you did.
It was only right.
Thank you guys
well, look,
for tuning in. We love you for your support. You know, we love you for all that you guys do with the channel. We're going to try to get a juicy topic, so I'm going to throw this back to Smooth, and I'm throwing it, well, he hung up. I'm throwing it to you, too. Y'all give me a topic. Give me some ideal prime steak topic for next week, man, so
yeah,
we can run it down and we can be great.
We got to get back on some sexy stuff. All right, so I just want to say, rest in peace to Virgil Abloh. Didn't get a chance to really talk about it this week, but I'll definitely circle back around, especially as more things come out. But, yeah, we're just losing, you know, some creatives, man. I hate to see it, but, you know, they at least they were able to come in and shine a light and, you know, show the art, you know what I'm saying? But we'll definitely I'll definitely circle back around this next week in the world-famous chop-up. So everybody be blessed. You know, thanks for listening. And definitely, you know, I'm going to, Blackton already retweeted it, so I'm going to retweet it out there, and then, you know,
time
definitely
up.
Follow the page, man. Real talk. Real
good
talk.
Night.
Talk. You know
the show
what I'm
cut off.
Twitter page. All right. Peace,
bye.
Peace. All right.